What I love about the internet sometimes is the fact that it's a free space. What I hate about the internet sometimes is sometimes the fact that it's a free space. Because some stupid people say stupid shit. Stupid people gravitate to the other stupid masses of other people when they say stupid shit. And I've been thinking for like a few weeks, just talking to my people in different conversations, overhearing discussions being had, different episodes being put out. And I've come to the realization that sometimes the comments are better than the videos, because in the comments is where people are actually discussing. The video is like to grab you, to make you upset, or to create engagement, right? Good marketing, right? I've been thinking for a few days that there is a certain level of healthy that is relative, that is up to personal opinion, okay? Now, I'm not speaking medically, because medically, that's a measurement of, you know, if you eat this, this is going to happen. If you don't work out, this is going to happen. If you continually smoke, this is going to happen. If you continually drink, you're going to have issues with this body part. You went to school for that. You're a doctor. You're a nurse. You know what you're talking about. Same thing with the mechanic. If you keep driving your fucking car and you don't get an oil change, eventually this is going to happen. That is a proper measurement of healthy, right? Healthy means in good health, but it's not a measurement of how you got there, and it doesn't mean indefinitely, okay? Good health is continuous work, every day showing up and doing. So I thought some more about it, and I said, what does a healthy relationship mean? Okay, now sit with that. A healthy relationship can mean various things for different people. In my opinion, because this is a measurement of my opinion of what a healthy relationship would be for me, not for you, not for her, not for my parents, not for my grandparents, because their measurement of what was healthy was their personal opinion of what was healthy for them. You follow where I'm going with this? Healthy for me is different from someone else's. Who's to say what my healthy must be if you are not me? My job as a woman is to find someone who agrees at least 95% or 90% of what my version of a healthy relationship is, if they want to be in a relationship with me. And if they don't agree, then that's not my person. If they don't agree, then I can listen to find understanding of why my idea and my thoughts of what's healthy in a relationship isn't healthy. That's a discussion if I want to have it. But if that's my boundary and I say, you know, this is what's healthy to me. If you're not doing these things, that's not healthy and I don't want it. Again, my personal opinion. A healthy relationship to me means real comprehension of what's being said and what's being done. Good communication, clear communication, honesty, transparency. I don't have to second guess what you said. I don't have to second guess what you're going to do. I don't have to second guess if you can handle what needs to be done in the relationship as a man. Respect for me, my respect for you, and my understanding of why your boundaries are what they are. A lot of people have boundaries, but they don't want to have a conversation about why their boundaries are what they are. If the person that loves you wants to know why your boundaries are what they are, wouldn't it be better to explain it to them one time so you don't have to repeat it again? You know, just a thought. Okay. do I give the value to the person I'm in a relationship with that I want in return? A lot of people demand value, but they don't give the value that they demand. Do I give the support I want to the person that I'm in a relationship with? A lot of people want the support, but they don't give the support. And it's not a measurement of tit for tat. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. It's awareness. It's okay. I peeped this person went an extra mile to do this. This person asked me this. Am I asking this person how I can show up for them? Am I asking this person, do they need something? Am I asking this person, how do they feel today? Not how was work. Work was fucking work. How do you feel today? Is there anything on your mind that you want to talk about? Is your neck still hurting? Is your head still hurting? You know, is there something that you need me to look up for you? There's always something that you can be doing for the person that you're with. You just have to ask. Now, if you don't ask, that says a lot. Okay? Do I trust the person to make smart decisions that will affect both of us? That's very important. A lot of people are in relationships just to coast in that hole. And they don't even trust the person to make the right decisions. That's why they're calling you every 5 minutes. That's why they want to see where you are. That's why they want to... After you tell them where you're going, they call you to make sure you are where you're at. They don't trust you. Do I want the best for the person that I'm in a relationship with despite how I'm feeling or how I'm doing? If the person that I'm with has a better job than me, makes more money than me, has more opportunities than me, am I mad that they have those opportunities? Am I mad that they have that job and I don't? Do I make my problems spill over into their space? Do I make them feel bad for being able to... She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression. That seasonal depression. That just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed. Or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. Celebrate themselves. I question all of that when I think about a healthy relationship. That's what I want to talk about, because in comments, a lot of people make their personal perspective of a healthy relationship everybody else's. What you need for yourself has nothing to do with what I need for me. What works for you might not work for me. Out of respect, I'm going to respect the fact that you can be in a relationship and not need the things that I need, and it could be healthy for you. I'm not in a relationship with you, so it doesn't matter to me. But what you don't need in your relationship, don't bring that shit over here and be like, you don't need that. Who the fuck are you? That's what I want to talk about. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. What if a complete stranger didn't need all of the things I said? What if they met a person who is also good with the less that they require and believes that is a healthy relationship for them? Who am I to tell them that it's not? Who am I to tell them that they're doing it wrong? Who am I to tell them it's not going to last? It might last for the capacity of what they need. My personal opinion of healthy may not be someone else's requirements. What do I need is possibly my requirements. It doesn't have to be yours. And I need people to get out of their ego of themselves and let people be in the relationships that they're in. It's kind of like, I wish we can slow down being in the rooms of, being in the spaces of, being in the drama of other people's relationships and let them work out their own shit by themselves. As long as it's not violent. As long as it's not affecting children. As long as people are not putting their hands on each other. I'm so for people having their own relationship issues between themselves and working that out if they think it needs to be worked out. This is why I believe voicing your personal wants and opinions on other people is redundant, is pointless. What you eat won't make me shit type shit. We have to stop force feeding people our desires because that's not theirs. Find the person that shares your views. Respect them and ask yourself, can it mix well with my thoughts? Can they mix well with my standards? Can they mix well with my values? Healthy is what you honestly want, need, feel. Healthy is what you let known without hiding from others so they can choose if they also want that. You're not in a healthy relationship if you have to hide what you really want. You're not in a healthy relationship if you have to hide what your real issues are. You're not in a healthy relationship if you're just making that person's life great and that person is not pouring into you. You're not in a healthy relationship if seeing this person call your phone instantly pisses you off, instantly makes you angry, instantly makes you sad. That is your body telling you, you don't like this person. But if you can verbally say, hey, I don't like you, hey, there's a problem, then you internally are fighting with yourself. There's no one worth fighting yourself for. Not your mother, not your father, not your kids, not your spouse, not your girlfriend, not your boss. Your body always tells you before your mouth does. Okay? If you have to hide who you are, it's not healthy. If you have to fake it to keep it, it's not healthy. If you gotta act like someone else, that's not healthy. Because healthy is about being free to be true, not perfect. Healthy is your truth never changing despite who's looking or listening. Healthy is having the space to be who you really are without the guilt or shame of who you're trying to become. We all should be working on shit. We all had an upbringing that we liked. We all had parts of our upbringing that we didn't like. As an adult, you get to choose how you want to live. You get to choose your friends. You get to choose your people. You get to choose who you want to share your body with. You get to choose who gets to contact you, who gets to pull up in your driveway. So if you're constantly choosing the wrong people, then the problem is not the people, it's you. If your version of healthy is not the relationship that you're in, get out of it. If your version of healthy is not the friendships you have, stop. If your version of healthy is not how you treat your body, do something different. If you look around at your family and nobody takes care of themselves and everybody is using some type of substance to pacify their days and you don't want to do that, every day is a choice that you can make to do something different. You don't have to say, oh, I do this because everybody in my family does it. Oh, we don't do that because we just don't do that. That's ignorant. Okay? And it's always easier to be a flunky than to do something different and be better. It's always easier not to try and not to do than it is to do. And yes, we live in a world where it makes it harder to do for yourself. It's more expensive to do for yourself. But you have to do it. You have to show up in it. You have to try. Okay? We are not Kardashians. We get one body. We get one body. Okay? So figure out what your version of healthy is. If you like someone, if you see someone that will be good for your future, please discuss thoroughly what that looks like for you, what they want, and see if y'all could compromise and make that shit blend. But if that shit is not blending, stop acting like it's blending. If that shit is not working, stop acting like it's working. Because that is unhealthy. I don't really give a fuck about posting my ins and outs and what I do and what I don't do and what I allow and what I don't allow in my relationship to the public of people on the internet, because I am not in a relationship with them. I am not sharing my body with them. They are not allowed to be in my home. I do not make my daily decisions in my relationship for the internet. So stop bringing y'all shit to the internet and looking for people to agree with you, because there's always going to be people who are like, that's not healthy. I don't know why you're doing that. Your relationship is doomed. If this person isn't this, this, and this, then it's not going to work. The people who have the longest, healthiest relationships are usually the quietest, because they don't have to say anything. It speaks for itself. They don't come on the internet with their drama. They don't every day go to the internet with their problems. They're not posting their problems on Facebook. They're not making a group chat tagging everybody. They talk directly to their person in a respectful way, and they handle it. It might not be today. It might be next week. It might be next month. But there has to be something in your relationship that's more than this person looks good. There has to be something in your relationship that's more than this person has a lot of money. There has to be something in your relationship more than love of why you're trying, of why you're fixing it, of why you're pushing for it. Okay? It has to be more than just the kids. It has to be more than, oh, we bought this house together. I got to stick in this marriage. It has to be bigger than that. It has to be a foundation that's bigger than you. The both of you. But whatever y'all healthy is, make sure that's y'all agreed healthy. Not the internet's healthy. Not what your parents did. Not what your grandparents did. Because their pros and cons were not our pros and cons. We live in a different world. Just because your grandmother stayed home and didn't work doesn't mean you get to stay home and not work in the economy that we have today. Okay? So really think about all of that nice shit that you want and what it's really going to take between you and your person that you're choosing. And really be honest with yourself. Did you choose the right person? Did you take your time? Are y'all ready to be in the same household? Are y'all ready to be honest about the way you spend? Are you really ready to be honest about the way you save? Are you ready to be honest about what is a real want versus a need versus priority? Are you ready to be honest about what choices the kids are really going to have based on what we've planned? But if you're not ready to have that, if that to you is not healthy, then cool. But I'm not going to put my shit on you. Just figure out what your version of healthy is and fuck the internet. That's all I wanted to talk about. It's Friday. I got to work. And I got to clean rooms the way I want a room cleaned. Because asking kids to clean how I want shit cleaned ain't happening. That's my life. I'm a mom bug. Peace.